Good morning, Crossway. Great to share with you today. When I was a kid, I'd spend a lot of my weekend playing footy or with my parents who were heavily involved in running the local footy club where I lived in Newcastle. And I can still picture it. You know, I was probably 7 or 8, and this is the mid-1970s, and there I am with a 50-cent piece. And I get to go and buy myself a special treat at the end of a weekend, 50 cents worth of mixed lollies. I can still see the lady behind the counter looking rather upset because she's got to get down multiple jars of lollies and one by one put the 50 cents worth of mixed lollies into a big white bag, and I walk away a very happy camper. You got a lot of lollies for 50 cents back then. Far more than I had to pay for this party mix today. Why talk about mixed lollies? Why be holding up a jar of party mix? Well, the reality is, if I was to pass this jar around your lounge room today, whether there's a number of you or just one of you at home, every one of us would probably go for something different. We'd go for our favourite because we've all got our favourite sweets and treats. God's wired us uniquely. God's wired us differently. And what's true for me individually is true for the many diverse groups that we have the opportunity to gather in and to be the church in at Crossway. You know, 2020 has not been the year any of us imagined, but what it has done, more than I ever expected in a year that we were going to launch the Crossway group strategy, is it's reminded us of the power of small community. We've been reminded time and time and time again in lockdown, in an online environment, as we've been relationally scattered physically, but connected online, we've been reminded of the power of small community. We've seen it this week. Life groups have met together, opening up the Bible, having learned how to do groups increasingly well on Zoom, praying together, sharing meals together. I've heard of groups this week that have had a trivia night, have had a talent quest, and a cooking competition. We've had prayer groups meeting, small groups online, faithfully praying for our church community, intercessors holding up people in need at Crossway. We've had a myriad of Crossway generational groups meeting, small groups, kids, and with their leaders in Crossway Kids, in Crossway Youth, and a big shout out to our leaders, particularly those younger leaders who faithfully hung in there with their groups this year. As a parent, I want to say thank you for the difference you make in the lives of our children. Seniors groups who've gathered online for a cup of tea and to chat and to pray and to encourage each other in these difficult days. And I've been incredibly impressed by our seniors, and I want to thank you for sticking with us in this season, particularly those of you who've had to discover social media and get onto technology like you never have before. We salute you and we thank you for the contribution, the difference you make at Crossway. Groups meeting across our church family. Kids, 3 and 4 year olds, who've been able to pick up a craft pack at their door, and then while their mums and dads catch up and chat online, the kids are able to get their hands dirty and messy, have fun together online, learn more about Jesus and smudge the computer and smudge the Zoom lens. But isn't that just a beautiful thing? The creative ways that we have continued to connect this year and celebrate who we are as the church and celebrate the power of extended family, celebrate the power of small community, celebrate the way of Jesus, the way of the New Testament, and living that out perhaps more than we ever have as a result of the COVID pandemic. This time last year, we looked to 2020, not knowing at all what was around the corner. And we planned that this year, around this time, we would launch what we're calling the Crossway Groups Strategy. Now, it's not something new. It's in our DNA at Crossway. But the reality is, the larger that we grow, and under the Spirit's leading, humbly but passionately continue to serve Jesus. We see that we will keep growing as a church community. We're excited by the opportunities for us at our Burwood East campus, our Southeast campus, Asian language campus, potential new campuses and other maybe satellite expressions of what church might look like in 2021. And we're not quite sure yet, of course, in this new normal. But in the midst of growth, in the midst of pursuing that vision to see disciples multiplying, and as a church like Crossway, already very large, gets larger, it's so important that as we get larger, we grow smaller. It's vital to healthy community. It's part of living out our values. There's room for you that people can discover authentic community. And as people seek to belong, as people seek to discover authentic community, we remind ourselves of the importance or the need, the power of the party mix. The fact is that people want to belong in different ways. We haven't all been created the same. We don't all choose the same lolly. We don't all want the same expressions of small community. We don't all want to join the same kind of group. And that's part of the beauty and the vision of the Crossway Group strategy. It's our heart, it's our desire that everyone who calls Crossway home finds at least one group that they can belong to. One group where they can find a place of community. One group where they can share life with others. One group where they can grow as a disciple of Jesus. One group where they can take next steps in their faith. One group where they can serve each other and the broader community. One group where they can be the church extended family on mission whilst being and celebrating being a part of the broader Crossway community and what we can do as a larger church and the resources that brings and the opportunities that brings and the privilege we have of corporate celebration and large events and being the church on mission together, but reminding ourselves of the vital importance of connecting with a group of people who we can journey with in life, who we can do mission with together, who we can grow with as followers of Jesus. And so today we pause and we remind ourselves, we celebrate the power of small community. We celebrate the diversity of groups already at play at Crossway. And we look to 2021. We look to the years ahead. We look to whatever the new normal will become. And we, if you like, renew our commitment to that vision, that as we grow larger, we also grow smaller. We find our place of authentic community where we can love and serve Jesus together. You know, the first weekend we went into lockdown this year, that was the theme I preached on, extended family on mission. We'd set that theme many months before. And I'm reminded of how God is at work ahead of us. We came to that first weekend, services closed, no public service, physically together, meeting online. And what did we talk about? We talked about the power of extended family and how we might be that church this year. You know, 7-8 months on, hasn't it been exciting to see how we've been able to be the church together, even in this challenging season, as we've celebrated small community, as we've been pastors to our street, as we've reached out in new and creative ways, as we've reminded ourselves of the need to have others around us on this journey. We look back and we see that God is ahead of us. You know, it was in our wisdom around this time last year where we thought in October 2020, we'll launch the Crossway Group strategy. And again, God has been ahead of us. God's reminded us time and time again this year of the power of small community. When we come to the Gospels, we see Jesus lay the foundational model for us. We see Jesus baptized, coming out of the temptation, coming out of the wilderness, ready for his public ministry. And I've shared about this already a few times this year. What is the first thing Jesus does is, of course, he calls disciples around him. He intentionally shapes small community. He'll go on to call them his extended family, his brothers and sisters. Jesus intentionally taking the time to invest in others, that others might invest in him. Jesus laying down that discipleship blueprint of small community from which the church will grow, from which the movement that we are a part of more than 2,000 years on has changed the world. But it began as Jesus calls that first small community around him. The 12 disciples as we know them. Oh, there were others, his friends, men and women. Small gathered community. Not a community that gathered just as a means to an end. Yes, it was to be the primary vehicle for mission. But a group that he enjoyed doing life with. A group that he did life with authentically. The highs and the lows, the joys and the sorrows, a group where he was able to share life, where he was able to teach and imitate and model what it was to be a follower of Jesus, where he was able to encourage next steps in the discipleship journey, where he revolutionized the disciples' way of thinking. And rather than thinking about some warrior king, he came as the servant king and modeled servanthood and sent them out to serve, get their hands dirty and messy in a broken but beautiful world. And then, of course, what do we see in Acts? We see the disciples take hold of that biblical pattern. We see the disciples take hold of the words, the works, the ways of Jesus. And we come to Acts, and I just love this. I just love how you see this flow and this clear kind of biblical pattern and mandate. In Acts 1:15, the 12 has grown to 120. And we then get to Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Of course, we read as Peter's bold sermon, the transformed disciple, and we see 3,000 are added to their number. 3,000 are saved. But then Acts 2:47, and daily people were being added to the fellowship. By the time we get to Acts 4:4, we read of 5,000 men. Now, 5,000 men, throw in women, probably more, perhaps women followers, and throw in kids. We might have been at 15,000 to 20,000 people already by Acts 4:4. By Acts 5:14, we get the word myrios, from which we take the word kind of myriad. There was a multitude. There were so many. By Acts 5:28, the teaching of Jesus, we read, had filled the city of Jerusalem. And within 20 years, it was estimated that there were 100,000 followers of Jesus in the city of Jerusalem. The gospel had permeated the city. Now, how were they meeting? How were they gathering? We read time and time again of this twofold approach, Acts 5:42. Where did they meet? They came together in the temple courts and house to house. The biblical pattern, they came together in corporate gatherings, larger groups. Now, the temple courts were huge. There could have been large gatherings. Potentially, there were gatherings at different times and in different places around the temple. And of course, they gathered house to house. That reminder that this is not something accidental that we do, but this is something intentional, that we want to be a church that takes hold of the biblical pattern, the ways of Jesus, that we want to be a New Testament church. And we want to take hold of those patterns and principles that we know that are healthy, that we know lead to growth, that lead to disciples being multiplied. At the heart of that, public gatherings. Today we're doing that online, but public gatherings. And of course, then the power of small community. Throughout the Gospels, into the books of the New Testament, we see this repeated time and time again. And today we catch our breath in a pretty foundational message to remind ourselves that every one of us have a role to play in building Crossway, but every one of us have a role to play in discovering that small community that we can be a part of, and then cherishing, valuing, celebrating that community, giving ourselves wholeheartedly to that small community, that we might be communities on mission together, that we might celebrate the party mix, but that we might hold some common values together. The reality is that if I'm in a golf group, that primarily when I come together, I'm going to play golf. I'm probably not going to be sitting on the green, hand in hand, singing worship songs. But you know, as that group gathers to play golf, it's our vision that the golfers listening in, that will happen one day. You'll be able to get back to the golf course. But when the golfers come together, there'll be a sense of sharing in a common interest, sharing in that passion. But more than that, doing life together, growing in authentic relationships and community, being able to encourage each other on, whether that's, you know, walking down the fairways or having a drink afterwards or catching up through the week, being able to do life and encourage other in next steps as a disciple of Jesus, and then to ask the question, how as a group can we make a difference? How as a group can we serve each other? But more importantly, how can we serve beyond us? And that can be true for a life group, can be true for a prayer group. It can be true for a year 5 Crossway kids group. It can be true for the myriad of groups that make up our small community party mix at Crossway. And that's the vision that we want to lean into today. If you go to crossway.org.au today, go to our homepage, and thanks to our comms team who serve us so well in this online environment at this time. If you go to crossway.org.au and you go to the homepage there, you'll see that we're launching our Crossway Group's strategy today. And you'll see these 3 simple statements. They align with the model of Jesus. They align with what we read in Acts and throughout the New Testament. That as Crossway Groups come together, we want to share life, we want to take next steps, and we want to serve together. Sharing life, taking next steps, and serving together. We're called to be a people who belong, a people who experience a Christ-like authentic community. How will they know us, Jesus says? How will they know that we are his disciples? By the love that we have for one another. You know, in a world where there are so many social ills, such as loneliness, or on the other hand, independence, where people want to do things on their own, or at times shallowness and a lack of openness and authenticity, superficiality. You know, some of those social ills are so addressed as we come together in the type of community that Jesus models and that Jesus pictures for you and I, that Jesus wants you and I to be a part of. Jesus doesn't want us to be a part of something superficial. He doesn't want us just to come on a weekend and be part of a crowd. He wants us to do life deeply together with other citizens of the kingdom, with other disciples. You know, there are people who are genuinely lonely in our community, and you could be online today, and that could be you, and I stand with you and I pray for you. But I would say to you that if today you're struggling with loneliness, then dare have the courage to reach out and find a Crossway small community, find a Crossway extended family, whatever your heart is, find that place of belonging. And you know, we're not called to independence, to individualism. We're called to be interdependent. We're called to that body image. And we're not called to superficial living. We're called to see Jesus' example, where Jesus can talk openly with his mates, where he can shed tears, where he can live with vulnerability and a growing sense of emotional awareness, and where he can connect deeply and do life deeply with others. That's the challenge. That's the invitation. That's the privilege that is ours. And it doesn't matter what the group looks like. It doesn't matter whether it's a life group or a prayer group or a building, discipling, culture cluster, or it doesn't matter whether it's a missional community. It doesn't matter what it looks like. In the midst of the party mix, the reality is that every one of us can find that place of belonging that is aligned to our personality and our gifts, where we can share life deeply. Can I encourage you today that if you are yearning for a sense of belonging and you haven't yet found it at Crossway, crossway.org.au, take the brave next step today to say, I want to be a part of the Crossway group. And when you go to that website today, online, you'll find a myriad of opportunities, and we're here to help you find that place of belonging. But for most of us who are already part of a group or multiple groups, can I encourage you today to not take it for granted, but to lean in afresh and to say, what can I do? What can Scott do to build the group that I'm privileged to be a part of? How can I cherish that group, celebrate that group, cultivate Crossway values and culture in that group? How can I challenge myself and the group that I'm a part of, not to become comfortable, but to look outward and see that we're called to be an extended family on mission, and we're called to serve each other. Sharing life. Taking next steps. We really want this to be part of the DNA of every group at Crossway, whether it's a soccer team or a social justice group, whether it's an exegetical Bible study group, or whether it's a group that meets once a month to pray, whether it's the left-hand crocheted knitting group. We want all our small communities to embrace the reality of being extended family on mission, to take up the model of Jesus, to take up the model we see in Acts, that we see Paul encouraged throughout his church plants in the New Testament as we read his letters. And we use that language, next steps, a lot at Crossway. It's a part of who we are. We want to encourage people to take next steps in their journey with Jesus. We understand that discipleship isn't just a one-off event. We understand that discipleship is a process, and that we want people to continue to journey towards Jesus, come to know Jesus, come to believe in him, and then continue to grow and thrive as a disciple. And you know, small community, the myriad of groups we have, is the best place, I think, to take those next steps. You know, as I sit with friends, as I sit with trusted others, where I can ask safe questions about faith, where I can grow in my relationship with Jesus, where I can ask people to pray for me as I reach out to a friend and say, would you like to read the Bible with me? As I consider baptism, as I explore my spiritual gifts and step out of my comfort zone and embrace a new call to ministry, as we spur each other on, as the scriptures said, as we help each other grow in our relationship with Jesus, as we take next steps. You know, I look at Jesus and his patient and gracious and intentional investment in someone like Peter. And we see him encouraging and challenging and provoking and beckoning. And Peter journeys with him, and his life continues to be transformed one step at a time. We're called to share life. We're called to take next steps together in our discipleship journey. And we are privileged to serve together. Jesus comes and he invites the 12, he invites his small community around him, and he reframes their perspective that he has come as the servant king, and that the way of discipleship or the way of true greatness is not kind of ascending a staircase to power and popularity and prestige, but rather it's descending the staircase humbly into servanthood, taking up our cross. Just as the Father sent me, so I send you, says Jesus. And you know, the power of small community, where we can serve each other, where we can love each other with acts of unsolicited kindness, but more, where as a small community, be we a prayer group, be we a gardening group, be we the year 8 boys group at Crossway Youth, be we a life group who meets at 7:30 every second Tuesday night. How can we as a group, sharing life together, spurring each other on as disciples of Jesus, intentionally look outward and ask ourselves, how can we serve others at Crossway, and how can we serve our broader community? That's our vision for Crossway Groups in the next 12 months. We had hoped in term four this year, October, November, December of this year, we'd hoped to create some really exciting, large serving opportunities. We're going to call those opportunities First Serve. You'll hear so much about First Serve into 2021. But COVID, of course, changed those plans. And yet again, I see how God has been ahead of us. Because although our First Serve plans have changed, what's happened in 2020? I sense we've been awakened as a church community about the need to serve our local community in Jesus' name. We've done that so beautifully together through the great work of Life Care. We've done that through the food pantry and hamper deliveries. We've done it through street pastor initiatives. We've done it through a myriad of really creative ways that people have connected in their neighborhood. We've done it through life groups and extended family on mission together. It's like God's been ahead of us saying, hey, Crossway, here's just a taste. Here's a snapshot of the more that is yet to come. What's First Serve going to look like? Well, we're still praying about that. But what we do envisage is that we will partner with a number of groups in the community. I've already had discussions with the likes of Forest Hill College, close to our Burwood East campus, where we've got chaplains, or where we'll look to schools or sporting clubs in the southeast area or in other parts where we serve, and where we will seek to develop partnerships where we'll roll up our sleeves, and where it be a group of 20 or a group of 50 or a group of 100 or a group of 1,000, where we'll simply serve our community in the name of Jesus. And I know that will excite many of you, and many of you will want to be a part of that, and we look forward to sharing more about that as soon as we can, as we unpack what that looks like in the new normal in a COVID-safe environment. But in the meantime, as Crossway Groups, let's keep looking for opportunity to serve each other, to serve our neighbours, to serve our friends, to serve our work colleagues, to be the church with our sleeves rolled up, entering into a beautiful but broken world to make a difference in the name of Jesus. Crossway, what's the challenge? What's the opportunity? We celebrate all that God is doing, even in the midst of the pandemic that we've moved through in 2020. And we recognize afresh the power of small community, of being extended family on mission, of what it means to be in a group, be that a life group, a prayer group, be that the golf group, the gardening group, the kids group, whatever it is, the privilege we have of introducing others to the good news of Jesus, of sharing life together, of taking next steps, of serving each other and our broader community in Jesus' name. So can I encourage you that today, if you're not in a group, if you want Crossway to be your home and you want to grab hold of that value that you want, authentic community, can I encourage you, go to crossway.org.au today and take that next step, that courageous step. Have a look at the myriad of opportunities there are to join different groups, and join one today. Find that place of belonging. Find that place of authentic community. Be a part of all that God is doing at Crossway and experience the power of a small community. If you're in a group, let's celebrate. Let's cherish the groups that we're in. Let's cultivate the culture. Let's ask ourselves, what can I do today? What can I do today to help this group be healthier and stronger, more aligned to Crossway's values and vision? Jesus, how do you want to use me to champion the group that I'm privileged to be a part of? Let's not take those groups for granted. Let's celebrate all that God has been doing in our small communities in 2020, and let's play our part to build even stronger groups to advance the kingdom and to allow God to use us in the group that we're a part of. And finally today, God may be laying on your heart the vision for something new, an area of passion, an area of interest for you, something that has kind of sparked your imagination. We talk about daring to dream. If you've got a dream for a new group, if you've got a dream for a potential new ministry area, if you want to bring some people around you who are like-minded to share in a hobby or an interest or an area of social justice or getting together to discover the Bible in a new way or to reach out missionally in some new and creative way, can I encourage you to, again, go to the website, express your interest in forming a new group. Yes, we want accountability and we want to get to know you and share in your vision, but we want to see groups multiplied. We want to see groups released across our city and our nation and our nations serving Jesus and seeing disciples multiplied. Crossway, as I look back on my Christian journey, so many high water marks, so many formative moments, so many life-transforming experiences have happened as I've sat with a small group of others, as we've aligned our lives together, as we've done life deeply, as we've invested in each other, as we've cheered each other on in the highs and the lows and the in-between of life. 2020, a year we'll never forget. 2020, a year that we have celebrated the power of small community. As we look to 2021, as we look to Crossway's exciting future, let's cherish and celebrate all that God is doing, and let's reorient our hearts and our commitment around the difference we can play in the small communities that God calls us to. Bless you. Have a great weekend.